This is Dr. Shelley Epstein. I'm dictating independent medical evaluation for EMS solutions. Exam date 9/21/2022, 1:15 p.m. MES number 211-220-19171, claimant Elizabeth Elizabeth Cassavana, Kasavana. Employer insured, Elizabeth Cassavana, client, Travelers, auto, in parentheses, Melville. Elizabeth Cassavana is a 51-year-old female who resides with her 49-year-old fiancé and his 19-year-old son, who is currently enrolled at college at the University of Kansas. She had been working as a bookkeeper and a office manager until she suffered an accident on May 4th, 2019. She had been working at this position for approximately 15 years at the time of the accident. She describes the event as a motor vehicle accident of two vehicles, including hers. She said she was hit and was brought to the Southside emergency room. She was released after x-rays. She suffered pinky fractures, which were diagnosed by a hand surgeon at a future appointment. Over the next few days after the accident, she describes pain in her neck, back, shoulders, as well as memory issues. She had some trouble sitting or standing and reports inability to focus. She consulted a neurologist who ordered a brain MRI. She states this showed a small CVA. She underwent a neuropsychological testing and was referred for a cognitive behavioral therapy with Dr. Shane Bush, B-U-S-H, on an every 2 week basis. Other treatments that she's pursued include movement therapy, Zoom classes weekly, and she pursues Sudoku, S-U-D-U-K-O, for math help. She's also been seen by May Saif, S-A-I-F, at Harris Psychiatric. Services, PLLC. And was prescribed venlafaxine, 37.5 milligrams daily. She was diagnosed with an anxiety disorder as well as post-traumatic stress disorder. She's in the process of weaning off the venlafaxine, which had been raised to 37.5 milligrams twice a day, stating that it has been ineffective. She tapered down to every other day and will be following up in 3 weeks. She also takes computer classes 3 mornings a week. And in order to graduate, the classes needs to arrange a PowerPoint presentation, which she feels somewhat overwhelmed about. She also does breathing exercises to try to relax. And she has applied for Social Security disability. Some of the current symptoms that she struggles with include difficulty being in a car, either as a passenger or a driver. She experiences a easy startle response, denies nightmares, but has intermittent hopelessness, and is easily overwhelmed and loses her temper easily. She does have a service animal at home, which she finds very helpful. Past psychiatric history, she consulted a psychiatrist and a psychologist. Approximately 15 years ago, she was prescribed Zoloft and Trazodone, which she did not find helpful. She denies any history of psychiatric admissions, denies a history of suicide attempts. However, she does admit that one time during a breakup, she took an extremely dull knife and placed it against her wrist. There was no blood and no injuries. Past medical history. Her internist is Dr. Jonathan Moyer, M-O-H-R-E-R. She's on metformin for prediabetes, aspirin 81 milligrams daily for her CVA, Singulair 10 milligrams daily for her asthma, and Atorvastatin for her cholesterol. She had eye surgery about 15 years ago for lens implants. Family psychiatric history is notable for the suicide of a cousin who was the son of her mother's first cousin. Alcohol and drug use, she said she drinks alcohol in social situations less than once a week. She has a medical marijuana card for the past year, and she finds that gummies help the pain in her body and help to, quote, calm her brain, unquote. When she takes gummies, she does not drive. Family, substance abuse history denies. Social history, she grew up in Queens. She's an only child. Her parents are married, and she remains close with them. Her current symptoms include ongoing physical pain, feels tremulous in the car, needs earplugs, experiences intermittent road rage, irritable at times, pulls off the road to calm down, and plays games on her phone to help her memory. She found PT three times a week not helpful, and she continues in movement therapy twice a week. A mental status exam, she was casually dressed with fluent speech, dressed casually, mood is anxious, denies suicidal homicidal ideation, denies visual hallucinations. There are no auditory hallucinations, but she does hear occasional sounds in her ears. Plus minus helplessness, negative helplessness, alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are fair. My impression is that she meets criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder. As well as a post-concussion syndrome. The following questions were addressed. My report outlines the history of her injury and treatment, any prior injuries, and the diagnosis. In terms of the mechanism of the claimed injury, Ms. Casavana developed her post-concussion symptoms as well as her post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms following her car accident. I do not feel that our pre-existing treatment for depression affects this current diagnosis. I believe there's a causal relationship between the claimed accident and the symptoms or injuries claimed. I believe ongoing psychiatric treatment is reasonable and medically necessary and causally related to this accident. She's wary to try other medications, but may benefit from a medication other than venlafaxine. She also clearly benefits from the cognitive behavioral therapy sessions with Dr. Shane Bush, PhD, and I recommend that those continue at least every other week for the next 6 months. A session should be 45 minutes to an hour long. This frequency and duration would hopefully help her approach a pre-accident status. There were no conflicts in terms of seeing this patient, and she was made aware that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality did not apply.